Hello, welcome to the English News from Thai Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, the Committee for Ethnic Minority Affairs has set out an online conference to review the work of ethnic minorities in the first 6 months and implement tasks in the last 6 months of 2023. In the first 6 months of the year, the socio-economic situation in ethnic minority areas is stable. Projects on ethnic policies, thoughts, and plans continue to be implemented synchronously by all levels and sectors. Attendees agreed to set out a number of key tasks and solutions in the last 6 months of the year, continue to well implement projects and policies on ethnic minorities, including the strategy for ethnic work in the 2021-2030 period, national target program for ethnic minorities and mountainous areas, promote training and retraining in various forms, improve the capacity of cadre civil servants and office workers to meet task requirements. This morning, the Ministry of Finance reviewed the financial and state budget work in the first 6 months of the year. Deputy Minister Le Minh Khai attended the conference. In the first half of 2023, Vietnam collected about 876,000 billion dong, reaching 54% of estimate. Exemption, reduction, and extension of taxes, charges, and then rents are about 70,000 billion dong, of which more than 28,000 billion dong are extended and reduced, and more than 40,000 billion dong are extended. Total state budget expenditure is estimated at over 800,000 billion dong, accounting for nearly 39% of the SME. Of which development investment is over 65,000 billion dong. Disbursement rate is over 30%. Compared to the year 2020, spending on development investment increased in both the capital amount and disbursement rate. Nearly 180,000 billion dong of government bonds were issued, with an average term of the year 12.23. An average interest rate of 3.7% per year. Public debt is managed, strictly controlled, and structured in the safe and sustainable direction. Management prices and markets in line with the actual situation, removing difficulties for production and business, controlling inflation, and stabilizing people's life. This morning also, Secretary of Kansas City Party Committee Nguyễn Văn Hiếu chaired a meeting of the Kansas City Steering Committee on Anti-Corruption about the results of the second quarter and the third quarter's work tasks. In the second quarter of 2023, the standing of the Steering Committee and the members of Steering Committee of Kansas City on Anti-Corruption and Negativity seriously implemented the working regime according to the central regulations, as well as the working regulations, the work of the Steering Committee. The contents of inspections and supervision also comply with the plan. All sectors and levels have conducted 110 tons of inspections. Thereby, it has proposed to amend, supplement, and complete many regulations, mechanisms, and policies in many fields. Detecting violations of over 2 billion dong and proposing and recover to nearly 1 billion dong. Proposal to review the responsibility of 3 collectives and 52 individuals issued 154 decisions to handle administrative violations with an amount of over 3 billion dong, collected and packed nearly 1.4 billion dong to be state budget. Yesterday, Mr. Phạm Văn Hiếu, Standing Vice Secretary of the City Party Committee, Chairman of Kansas City People's Council, who is also head of the Steering Committee 25, chaired a meeting of the Steering Committee of the First Party's Political Essay Contest on protecting the party's ideology foundation in 2023 to implement the plan to organize the closing and awarding ceremony for the contest. Nearly 2 months after launching the first political contest on protecting the party's ideological foundation in 2023, Alcantara City received the attention and response of a large number of officials, party members, office workers, students, and workers throughout the city, with 791 words by 359 authors and 43 groups of authors. Through two rounds of selection, the contest organizers selected 63 words in three types of newspapers, magazines, and audio and images to award 6 first prizes, 12 second prizes, 18 top prizes, and 27 consolation prizes. This morning, Garang District Party Committee held an expanding meeting of the Executive Party Committee of the district to review the implementation of tasks in the first 6 months and develop orientations for the remaining months of the year. In the past 6 months, the work of party building and political system of Garang has continued to be strengthened. The district party committee has led and directed the development and effective implementation of the programs and plans. Branches and party committees under their respective branches organized the completion of the midterm conference for 2020-2025. They successfully organized a midterm review meeting to implement the resolution of the 12 party congress for 2020-2025. The district also implemented many works and projects as planned. Social security policies are strictly implemented, contributing to stabilizing people's lives. Nearly 300 delegates who are former youth volunteers, representatives of city departments and union members and youth this morning attended the meeting program, A Time of War, on the 73rd founding anniversary of Vietnam Youth Volunteers Force, July 15. On this occasion, the Association Former Youth Volunteers of Kansas City presented one wheelchair and 86 gifts to former young volunteers in the 70 cases, with a total value of nearly $30 million. That's all for the International Japan Radio and Television Station today. Thanks so much for your listening. Bye for now.